I was also hoping that you would talk something about, you mentioned a reunion, an experience at a reunion. You didn't say what kind of reunion.
Well, the destroyer escort sailors have reunions.
How often?
I'm sorry?
How often?
Oh, on an annual basis, and they've had them for about 30 years now. And several things happened at reunions. One of them had to do with black sailors who served on a destroyer escort that was manned by black sailors by order of Franklin Roosevelt, responding to insistence from Eleanor and Natalie Stevenson. And they reported that they were treated better in Ireland than they were back home in the country that they were risking their lives to defend, which was a pretty sad commentary. And at another reunion, we were sitting around the table, and looking at photographs, and almost every one of us had a portfolio of photographs, even though it was forbidden to have a camera. And I turned a page, and there was a picture of a group of German POWs, which was probably in Tunis, I'm not too sure, but it was probably in Tunis. And I looked at it, and without even thinking about it, I blurted out, for Pete's sake, we were killing kids. And one of my friends put his hand on mine, and he said, listen, Slats, you got to remember, we were all kids. So those are two sort of salient things from reunions. Probably others might come to mind. Not at the moment.
Do you want to mention or talk about the prayer before battle you mentioned?
Yeah,
put
sure.
That in context, if you can. How you're...
Well, it has to do with my attitude toward the enemy and how it changed over the decades. And this was a poem written by the Lieutenant Henry Lee, and it's a prayer before battle to Mars, the god of battle. And he writes, drained of faith, I kneel and hail thee as my Lord. I ask not life, thou need not swerve the bullet. I ask but strength to ride the wave. Oh, and one thing more, teach me to hate. And I'm sure he did learn how to hate, because he was killed when a Japanese prison ship was torpedoed by an American submarine. And he died there with many other prisoners. But we were taught to hate, and that's why it took so long to realize that we were shooting down people and not planes, and that these prisoners were kids just the way we were. They were not some kind of special animal or anything.